40 years later, the tragic tale of the Howard family still defines this town. A bloodstain that won't come out. Or maybe they like telling the tales too much to really scrub it.
What are you doing? Ma'am? Can we help you?
Ma'am? Vivian, you need to get back in your bed. Thank you. Thank you. All the arms. All of them.
She's like, I am in. It's like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
She's such a brat.
Oh, well, you see, you're tired. Go to sleep.
Go night-night.
Go sleep. Night-night.
All right. I'll put this on even though we probably don't need it.
What's that?
It's just so nice. It like eases you in.
Yeah. Now I feel like I should be doing an NPR.
I know. Hello and welcome to Amy and Megan NPR, Minnesota 89.5.
All right. Well, welcome back to The Activity Continues. I realize that we have not been introducing each other or ourselves for, I don't know, 3 years maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say. It's been a while.
It's been a minute. We have some new people, so I think it might be good to let people know who we are. So I am Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hello.
I'm Megan. This week we're in person again, and once again, as I am wont to do, but Amy not so much, we are flying by the seat of our pants. In case you missed our last episode, what we did is we randomly rolled the dice for a season and episode numbers and then watched that Dead Files episode together live, sight unseen, talked over the show, commented on it, paused constantly, and spiraled into true crime investigations. Really quickly, we are joined by a third co-host. This is Vivian Pickles.
Yep.
She had to be a part of the episode today. She was not having it.
Yeah, and she needs to stay in her bed there, which I call her bun. And so she likes to drift out of the get back in there, ma'am. Because I don't want her
Vivi
jumping
off.
Vivi
is Amy's dog, by the way.
Yeah, she's my dog. If you're just listening and not watching, she's a Yorkie. So she's tiny, and she's sitting in her little...
her dog bed on the desk.
On the desk, yes.
Slowly.
Ma'am.
Trying to sneak out, but...
I can see you.
Yeah.
Get your little buns back in
just
there.
Just because you're little doesn't mean you're invisible.
That's right.
Can you maybe lay down?
Yeah. So, yeah, last time it was a little chaotic.
It was but you know what? Fun. We thrive on chaos.
We do. And from what I can tell, the people like it.
Yeah. If you don't, let us know. In a nice way.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Yeah.
We're Libras. We're sensitive.
That's right. I'm not going to say that, you know, if you didn't like it, we're going to change or anything.
Right.
But, you know, whatever. So we're doing it again this time.
Yep.
Only this time, we are not going to watch a Dead Files episode.
What?
I know.
What are we going to watch?
We are going to watch an episode from the Holzer Files.
Yes.
We're gonna drift slowly into other things. We're not going to do like an entirely different title. So we had to do something Files.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So.
And we're watching this in the daytime.
It is 4:48. Oh my God, really? We've dicked around that long?
Yeah.
Megan got here at 4.
I got here at 4. And we've been gabbing away.
Yeah.
So, and you think we would never see each other, talk to each other. But we literally do all day. We talked this morning via chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
So, yeah. But that's okay. That's what happens when we get together.
Yeah.
So I did have a long chat with Morgan, my ChatGPT, on Friday. We talked all about ways to make changes here over at TAC. And we've already expanded to some other TV shows, but we just want to maybe do more interviews and listener stories. Yep. So if you guys have listener stories, please send to us. And we are also putting together an episode of listener stories where we're going to have like little short zoomies with people who are going to be on camera, on mic, telling their stories.
Yeah.
So we need you guys to step up and join us for that.
Yeah.
So send us a text. Let us know if you want to do that. And then we will we'll figure out a time to meet with you. So I listed some shows that I wanted to do, and Morgan said we should do Holzer Files.
Yeah.
And then we thought about it later, and I think that's a good way to do it because Megan and I were talking earlier, and, you know, Dave Schrader, who was on the Holzer Files with Cindy Kaza, by the way, and Shane Pittman. Dave is the one that bought the Palmer House in Sauk Center, Minnesota, recently. And I have already kind of planted the seed with him to go down there and stay a night and record an episode down there, interview him, maybe do a little mini investigation, something like that. So so give us a little bit of a lead into to that. I can at least, when I send him an email, I can be like, we even did one of your shows.
So and we loved it.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure we will. I've never watched an episode at all.
I know. I first told Megan about this show when I found it, which was shortly after when I found the Dead Files.
Yeah.
And the intro is really creepy.
Yeah.
And so I was like, if you're going to watch this show, I need you to skip past the intro because you won't last through it. So she's going to be watching it tonight. It's still daylight out.
And Amy's here.
And I'm here. And Vivi's here.
Vivian to protect us.
And Gracie's here. My other dog's here too, but she's on the floor where she should be. Vivi. Get back in your bun. She's not listening to me. I want to invite everybody to go over to watch our video versions, especially for these live ones, because not that they're live, but you know what I mean. In person.
In person.
Because we are going to be having somewhere around here. The show will be showing.
Somewhere in this vicinity.
Somewhere in this vicinity. The show that we're watching will be there because we're going to do, like, we're going to watch and react in real time. And I cannot put those on YouTube. Right. YouTube will not allow the show to be
yell
up
at
there.
Us.
So I had to cover it for the last one. Mm-hmm. But it is on Patreon, the whole thing.
Vivian?
Although I shouldn't say the whole thing because I did cut quite a bit out. I cut out enough, I thought, to make it be okay copyright-wise, but
this way.
Apparently it was not. So if you want to see these, you can watch them on YouTube or Spotify, but they are going to have a thing blocking the screen. If you want to watch the whole thing with the TV show in it, Patreon. You got to come to Patreon.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put her on the floor because we can't.
She's not listening.
We can't be worried about you, ma'am. I don't want to hear you bitching about it either. Oh, also, I created an Amazon shop where you can find things related to our episodes.
Woo!
I know. I put a bunch of stuff in there.
I didn't even know that.
I just did. Well, I did one with all things related to Marta and the and the Amargrosa Hotel and Opera House. So I put the movie in there and a bunch of books, her book that she wrote and other books and things that were on Amazon. And then just today, I created a book club one with all the books that we've talked about in our chat.
Yes.
Yeah. On Patreon, we have a book club chat where we just talk about books that we like and share.
We were just recommended by one of our patrons that I think you and Greg have both read.
Yes. It was called War from the Oaks.
Yes.
It takes place in Minneapolis.
Yes.
And I was at one of our patrons suggested it. And I'm like, oh my God, I think I read that. I'm pretty sure I read that. And I Googled, because it has a puka in it, which is our mascot. And I Googled that book, and I'm like, yeah, there was a band. Someone's in a band. Mm-hmm. It sounds familiar. And then I mentioned it to Greg, and he's like, oh, that's the one Jackie lent us. He's got a much better memory than I do.
Yeah.
So I did see Jackie yesterday, and I asked her about it, and she's going to look and see if she can find it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get it on Amazon. It's not expensive or anything. It's just
the library.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably have it.
Support library. Your libraries.
That's right.
I'm going to have to read that.
It's good.
Add it to my long TBR list.
I have so many.
That never ends.
I joined Audible, which this is not an ad for Audible, but they are a sponsor sort of. So if you were to join Audible using our links, we would get a little, a little commission. It's probably like 9 cents. So don't worry about it if you don't. But I joined Audible and I did like the month free where I got like 2 or 3 books or something.
Yeah.
And I downloaded those books and I started reading them. I'm still reading them. This was months ago.
Oh, okay.
And now I have 3 credits that I have to use up.
Yeah.
And I don't get
they're
to them
more for like
enough.
Road trips. Like that's what I do them. Or like the last one, the last time I used it was for the book club when I was going to my parents. I had to, it was an hour and a half drive both ways. And so I did the Audible book. But they're really for if you have like a long commute or road trip or, you know, something like that.
I went through books a lot more when I rode the bus to work.
Yes, because I mean, a bus ride in Minneapolis from would probably, 45 minutes.
Oh, for you? Oh, no, it wasn't that bad. It was like 15.
Oh, It was a lot because I had to switch buses.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't have to do that.
So I was, it was probably about an hour, 45 minutes an hour to get from St. Paul to Minneapolis.
Wow. Yikes.
You know, because my ex needed the car.
Oh, sure.
Even though it was my car.
Right.
And he didn't have a job. And he couldn't get transportation, so I had to take the bus. Mm-hmm. He used my car.
Mm-hmm. I bet you paid for the gas, too, right?
Of course I did, because he didn't have a job.
Oh, that's right.
I was paying for his beer, his weed, his cigarettes.
He had a pretty good deal going.
I know he did. That's why he wouldn't break up with me, because where else would he find a sucker like me?
That's right.
It's fine. I'm fine.
We're all fine. Everything's fine.
It's fine.
All right. So we're going to get ready to pick our episode. Megan's got the dice, and there are there are two seasons. Oh, so we only need one dice for the season.
Okay.
So it's going to be one or two.
Okay.
So I guess roll till you get a one or a two.
So how about if we roll an even number, it's season two. Oh. If we roll an odd, it'll be episode one.
Okay.
Or season one. Okay. That way we don't have to constantly roll.
Okay. Should we each roll a dice?
Yeah.
And see what we get? Seven, right? Five?
Yeah.
Six, seven.
So that'll be season one.
Season one. Okay. Right.
And then episode?
Episode, season one has, I think, 10 episodes.
All right, let's do it. Eight.
Season
one, episode eight.
Season one, episode eight. Okay.
What we are doing
here
today.
We go.
Let's.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's eight. Grave Secrets.
Grave Secrets.
Woo!
Grave Secrets is number eight. One thing I should probably let you know.
Yeah.
You would know this if we watched the first one first.
Yeah.
Hans Holzer is this man who was like the original ghost hunter, like way back in the day.
Okay.
And his daughter is a part of this show, and she has all his old files. And so she brings them to Dave and Cindy and Shane, and they pick which one they want to go. Like, it could be at Waverly, or it could be at such and such. And then they go there and repeat the investigation, see what they find, if it matches what Hans Holzer found. Mm-hmm. And the way that he did a lot of his stuff is that he had this medium that he worked with, and she would channel people, and then she would talk like them as them. So this is why it's creepy in the beginning, because you're hearing her talking. There's a ghost talking through her.
Got it.
And so it's creepy.
And it's a recording.
It's a recording. So
even creepier.
Yes. And these are all recordings from I want to say it's like the 30s or 40s. I might be wrong. They're old.
That's scary.
Yeah. And so it's, it might not be that old. I might be making that shit up. But because his daughter is not old. She's maybe in her, maybe 40 at the most, I would guess. So I don't think his
Dad, that would be.
Let me just look it up. Let's just look it up.
I mean, it's not like we have a computer at our hands.
I know. Okay. Hans
Christian Andersen. The Little Mermaid gone wrong.
Hans Holzer, born in 1920, died in
2009. Oh, wow.
He was an American writer and parapsychologist. He wrote more than 120 books on supernatural and occult subjects and for the popular market, as well as several plays, musicals, films, and documentaries.
A musical?
I didn't know all that. And he hosted a television show, Ghost Hunter, not to be confused with Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
He's from Vienna, Austria. Yeah, so there's more on that on him, but I'll put a link to his Wikipedia. That's what he looked like.
Ooh.
Okay, that's in the 1960s. So I guess most of his things were probably in the 60s, so it wasn't as old.
But still, that's 60 years ago.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Isn't that crazy?
And recordings always sound scarier anyway.
I know.
All right, let's do it.
All right, I'm going to go back a little bit.
Okay. Those lights just moved around on that top floor like
giant fireflies. I'm glad they have closed captions. I have trouble understanding these people.
Yeah. Okay, this is the intro. Hans Holzer, New York City. Hans Holzer, London. Hans Holzer,
in Switzerland. Now going up the stairs. Thousands of hauntings. Please speak
to us. Get out! Ooh. It is not your house anymore. You died. I did not like that. You must go away from this house. What is it that you want? I'm ready.
Oh yeah, the video of that's the channeler lady.
Yeah, that's scary.
It's very well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Howard Dickinson House. It's one of the oldest houses in Henderson,
Howard
Texas.
Dickinson House. Dickinson? Dickinson?
It was built in 1858 by a brick manufacturer named David Howard.
Happened to our closed captions.
What's beautiful yeah. from the sound what, recording. What, I'm supposed to listen?
Yeah. I can't, like you said last time, I can't hear if I can't read it.
I can't hear it if they're not on.
They were on what? A second ago. Okay. That is his daughter. That is, I think her name is Alexandra.
Hans? Hans's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be much more than just a historical landmark.
Yeah, just about every person in this town has a ghost story about this
cool.
house. But one
cool.
person in particular has put this house on the map of haunted hotspots. Maida Jaggers.
Maida Jaggers.
She was at the center of the haunting, and it was directly linked to her.
Really?
Really?
Well, she does have personal connection to the house. She rescued it from the wrecking ball in the 1960s. When it had fallen into terrible disrepair.
Oh, construction.
Mm-hmm.
She was the director of the local historical society and led the effort to completely rebuild the house. Then shortly after it opened to the public, Maida saw an apparition of a woman in white on the stairs.
It's always a woman
I know.
White or red or black or gray.
Some color.
Some color.
She looks, that Maida looks like the daughter,
yeah,
doesn't she?
Yeah, she looks like Alexandra.
Hans ever encounter her spirit when he did an investigation of the house?
He tried for years, but Maida wouldn't allow an investigation.
Really?
Ooh, Maida would not allow the investigation.
Experiences.
So, he shelved the case.
I bet Maida died.
The town knows this house. Even to this day, people report seeing a woman in white. They see strange lights around the house and objects moving around.
Well, is there any kind of tragedy or death associated with that?
Great question, Dave.
It's kind of haunting.
A lot of people trace the haunting of the house back to the 1880s when David and Martha's son George reportedly shot his brother Pat. And the story goes that Pat crawled up the stairs to his mother's bedroom and bled out on the floor.
Oh my God.
Oofta.
Well, that would certainly leave a psychic imprint in the house.
Yeah,
you could say that again.
Too. To this day, that stain is on the floor of the master bedroom. That's Pat Howard's blood.
Yikes.
Creepy.
It's oh my gosh.
What's real, but there are eyewitness accounts from work.
I wonder if it's one of those things where they try to clean it up and it keeps coming back too.
To even step
that's
outside.
Terrifying. Maybe she didn't allow them in for their safety.
Maybe.
My first thought was if she was preventing them from going in, then maybe it was a hoax.
Mm.
And she didn't want them to investigate
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But hearing how many people of the town, like Dave just said, there it can't be.
Yeah.
And then my like, okay, well, maybe she's keeping them out for their safety. Like maybe mm-hmm. if an investigation goes in.
She's liable if something, if they get hurt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this was the '60s. They didn't care about that shit then.
I mean, I think they care, but it wasn't like they were really going to get
yeah.
sued like
yeah.
you would today.
Like, you fall wrong and you're going to sue someone.
That's right.
You sneeze and throw your back out. Yeah, I'm suing you.
Who can I blame for this and get yeah. some money?
Hans tried to gain entry to the Howard Dickinson house for years, but Maida Jaggers refused an investigation even after having a paranormal experience
wow.
herself.
Or maybe episode or option three, she's a Greg.
She doesn't believe any of it.
She doesn't believe.
It's all BS.
And speaking with the locals, like Hans did, seems the haunting in the
it's
house.
It's a cool looking house.
It is, but it's very 1860s.
Mm-hmm. That has been raised here has a story that they could tell you about that house.
Well, the Howard boys was.
It looks like a plantation house.
Mm-hmm. Two brothers were cleaning guns.
One of the brothers shot the other one.
And the brother crawled upstairs, ended up next to the mother's bed.
She grabs him on the floor and holds him. Basically, he dies in her arms.
Arms.
That's where that blood stain came from.
I have seen the blood stain.
And I've seen that blood stain.
That house is definitely haunted.
But is it a blood stain, though?
It kind of looks like a burn, if you ask
it
me.
It does, yeah.
140 years later, the tragic tale of the Howard family still defines this town. A blood stain that won't come out. Or maybe they like telling the tales too much to really scrub.
That's a good option, yeah. yeah.
The old home's a museum now, and they had no hesitation letting us.
Oh, nice.
Of course.
Right.
It's publicity.
Publicity, yeah.
But tonight.
Cindy! Oh, I love those earrings. God, she's so fashionable.
I know. And that's Shane. Shane Pittman is the one who owns Beacon TV now, which is a new streaming service for paranormal shows.
Really?
Yep.
Where do you find it?
He made it up. He created it.
But like, can I get it on like my TV?
Or where do you find it? Yeah. I thought you said, where do he find it?
Where do you find it?
Yeah, you have to get it like on Roku or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Jane and Cindy, baseline investigation.
I just need to figure out which room I want to start in.
I just love her so much.
Mm-hmm.
I love that she does like the bold lips because it looks so good against like her
with her
pale
black
skin
black
and
hair
her
and
dark
her pale
hair.
Skin.
Yes.
Okay.
That shirt you pointed out in the catalog I was showing
like
you
that.
Looks just like that one.
We have the same fashion sense.
Look at that,
Cindy. Let's be friends.
Come into this room and actually seen full body apparitions because I keep seeing a woman standing. Right in the center, right here, like spinning around. Like, I can't tell if she's completely insane or if she's dancing, singing, but I feel like she's a mad woman.
Maybe like, she's just on her period.
Lost her mind.
She's going through menopause.
She's in her
she's
cycle.
Not having it anymore.
Right. Is it PMS? I mean, it could be. So Shane's like the tech guy, so he's kind of like the Matt.
She was in there, now I see her standing right
yeah,
walking
yeah,
down
similar.
The
not the same, but
he
similar.
Does do investigation too. They stick
oh,
him in
does?
A room by himself, and then he gets scared. And
oh, like Aaron.
I guess. Yeah, I didn't really watch that show very much.
I'm just
so.
Going off of what I hear.
She's wearing a dress. It's like white. It looks like a nightgown.
Do you know what? I'm sorry.
No,
this
go ahead.
Is not related. Sort of, but I in my old age at 41. I'm starting to see the appeal of nightgowns again.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want to go, like, when I was little, my grandma, I love her so much. She would make all of the grandkids nightgowns, and they all matched. And then she would make us what she called foot pillows to go in the bed, and you rest your feet on them.
Oh.
So your feet don't have to just lay at the on the bed like poor people's feet. Just kidding. So I had a plethora of foot pillows.
Oh, my God.
And so she would make them out of the same fabric as the nightgown.
So they matched?
So they matched.
Oh, my God. That's adorable.
So, yeah. So I would have. But, yeah. I'm like, I fully am back on the nightgown train now.
Yeah. I mean, I wear pajama sets. I like the top and the pink. I love that. I have like 10.
I have two right now and I need to buy more because I love a good pajama set.
I do too.
I don't have to figure out what I'm going to wear.
Uh-huh.
I just pull it out.
Uh-huh.
I'm cute as a button.
Yep.
I saw one on TikTok that had sharks.
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
I got some Halloween ones on TikTok shop.
Bye. Because Shark Week's coming up.
Oh, that's right. I never found the shark stickers I bought for you. I don't know where
okay.
they are. They're here somewhere.
They're somewhere.
I bought myself a pajama set,
mm-hmm.
but I accidentally bought an extra large.
Okay.
If you want it, you can
I'll
have
take it.
It's been in my car for like, I was going to return it to Amazon and
how
then I kept
go?
Forgetting. So it sat in the back of my car
yeah.
for like 6 months.
Yeah.
So
that tracks ADHD.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
So. I will for sure take that.
Okay. They're really cute. If I remember, I think they were black with flowers
on
them.
So now do you prefer short sleeve and shorts or short sleeve and pants?
Long both.
Really? Mm-hmm. I would not think that.
Really?
I would have pegged you for short sleeves.
Mm. I mean, I can sleep in a short sleeve shirt like this, but pajamas often have that like a seam here that
yeah.
usually has like satin on it or something. And so they're tight. And so
oh,
then they
yeah,
pull
yeah,
funny
yeah.
and
yeah.
they get stuck up here. And,
yeah.
And plus my arms get cold. So I just would rather have something that goes all the way
okay,
to the
that's
bottom.
Fair. Anyways, not related to the show, but I'm
side
fully
quest
on.
One.
Side, yeah, side quest one. Nightgowns.
Oh, also.
Weigh in.
It related. There's a woman on TikTok, I think. It is, who was talking about how she's going into her muumuu phase.
Yes!
So she wears like house dresses when she's at home.
What is the difference between a muumuu and a nightgown? I feel like they're the same thing.
Well, a muumuu you can wear out shopping. No, a nightgown you just wear to sleep.
Look, if you're brave enough, you can wear a nightgown anywhere.
I mean, you can wear curlers to the Walmart, so,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, I fully am embracing my nightgown era and my muumuu era mm-hmm. and my matching pajamas era. Mm-hmm. Because live it up,
yeah.
you know?
Be comfortable.
Yes.
I mean, no more tight jeans for me.
Fuck that.
No way.
I hate jeans. I don't want to wear jeans.
No, I only wear the stretchy ones.
Yeah. Give me a legging. Give me a good legging
Leggings
any day of the
day.
Week.
Yep.
Sweatpants, I'm here for them.
Yep.
Jeans, oh, you mean stomach constrictors?
Yeah, and I sit down and it digs into my
the
stomach.
The snakes of the pants world. Jeans. Oh, those? Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not a fan.
Look
accounts.
Okay, back to the show.
Sorry.
No, don't be.
Walking around the premises wearing a white dress or white gown.
Now, when they're going into this, do they give her any...
I don't think she knows about the murder suicide.
I would think they wouldn't.
Shot by his brother, George. That's been a big part of the legend here, and she's picking up on this murder-suicide.
Oh, and then he killed himself after.
Well, I didn't hear that he killed himself.
I didn't hear that either.
I mean, I'm not saying they didn't say it.
Right.
We have been talking over it, but...
What? Weird.
Last week when we missed a whole section of the Dead Faust because we were talking, forgot to pause.
I literally...
On the table. He's angry. He's furious.
I bet the one brother killed another over a woman.
Yeah, he says he was cleaning his gun and accidentally went off. Who knows?
I keep seeing blood. I'm seeing blood on the walls. Blood, blood, blood. I'm really, really feeling drawn to that, the front bedroom upstairs.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah. I wonder if that was the mother's.
Must be the mother's room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's being pulled upstairs, which is where we know there's a blood stain on the floor from a reported gunshot wound.
This is the room.
Uh-huh, yep, it is. The mom's bedroom.
It says Martha's bedroom. I thought her name was Maida.
No, Martha is the mom of the two boys.
Really, again, it's like the blood on the wall.
Oh, Maida's the lady that
Maida's
owned it later.
Maida's the owned it that wouldn't let them in. But Martha's the mom of the Pat there. And the other boy.
Yeah.
There. That's where I'm seeing it.
How weird. Like, oh, for Cindy to like, and any medium.
Yeah.
To like look at something and like in real time and see like blood stains.
Yeah, see
and
something that we don't see.
That's just got to be trippy.
It's wild to me.
I bet they don't.
And how do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know? Like, do you have to be like, can you see that?
Right.
How do you know that you're seeing something that other
people sure aren't? They went through a phase or a time period where they were like, can you see that?
Yeah.
There's blood on the walls.
Yeah.
Or there's blood on the floor or there's, you know, they had to have.
Yeah. So weird.
From apparently what they said was a murder. Maybe you can do psychometry.
Okay.
See if you can pick up anything.
Mm-hmm.
Do they explain what psychometry is?
No, but it's where they touch something.
Oh, okay.
She's big on that. She touches something and she can feel from it.
Yeah.
She also does automatic writing.
Yes. She did that in a few of the Dead Files episodes.
I've been seeing blood all over this house. But this... This isn't blood.
Ah! It's not blood! That's what I thought she was going to say. That's what she said, but this? Because it looked like a burn.
Yeah, it does not look like. I mean, not that I know what blood looks like on the floor.
Especially when it's 100 years old, 140 years old.
I'm trying to make
sense of last night's investigation. It seems Martha is still...
Now I want a shot for nightgowns.
Just as Hans thought. But the famous blood stain may not be blood.
You know that the people of the town are not going to buy that.
No, I know.
If they say it's not blood.
Yes.
Then... What's the true cause of this haunting?
Well, there will be some people that are skeptics and that will be glad to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That it's been proven it's not blood. If they can prove it.
That's a beautiful house. I don't know what built. That's beautiful.
All of the tales that come from this.
Oh, he's got suspenders. That's precious.
Everybody in this town has a strange phenomena story that goes with that house.
Right. And police have said they don't want to go in the basement either.
Really?
We have one particular
Art Rousseau, officer who director of Rusk County, something, something. Anyway.
That's
the alarm would go off.
That's really odd for police to be supernatural that way.
Yeah.
Something they do not want to go in.
Wow. Siren whoops is what the closed caption just said. It whoops. WHOOPS.
Tell me about some of the controversy that surrounds the family.
There's always the story about the brothers who one of them killed the other.
George shot Pat, right?
That's correct.
Do we know this to be historically accurate?
No, that's a no.
Good job, Dave.
Every student drags their parents back on another tour to show them the blood stain on the floor.
That doesn't mean
anything. That's not answering the question.
Let that part of it go along. We let it go.
So, no.
That was a good eyebrow.
Yeah, that was a good no.
That was a good, really?
Helps keep the lights on in these places.
Yep.
But we need the truth. Before Maida Jaggers restored it in the 1960s, the house was basically just a series of broken windows.
Wow, she did a number on that.
Yeah, she did.
Drink beer, cause trouble, and in this case, see a ghost. What happened to you 50 years ago?
Well, my boyfriend and I were walking through town, and he said he knew of a way to get inside. We got in this front room here. I glanced up the stairs, and I saw a woman on the stairs. She had on a white or a light-colored dress. When she got to the top of the stairs, she turned, and she slowly raised her finger. She just disappeared. She was just gone.
Oh, my gosh.
A shushing ghost. That's such a trope.
It's in so and many it's, like, very, yes, very scary it's because creepy. It indicates
still unnerves you this much. Yes.
Not a like a conscious Why ghost almost.
That the ghost can
that's
see me,
aware
too.
Aware of you.
Yeah. Lots of people you say, no, it's not true. There's no such thing as ghosts, but I've seen one. So, yes, I know there are. They are real.
No, thank you.
Do you hate ads? You might want to consider joining us over on Patreon. Tiers start at $3 a month, but all tiers get equal access with perks such as ad-free episodes that drop earlier than the public release, virtual happy hours where we swap ghost stories face-to-face, and other exclusive content like behind-the-scenes stuff, extras like bingo cards, and bloopers and outtakes too. Join our tight-knit, witchy-cool community that actually gets your paranormal memes. Creep on over to patreon.com/theactivitycontinues. We hope to see you in the Haunted Lounge. Have you ever wanted to sip on something that tastes like a potion and feels like a spell without waking up to a haunted inbox of regret the next day? Yeah, us too. That's why we're still obsessed with Three Spirit, our favorite line of plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs. These drinks are not your average just-add-bubbles mocktails. No, ma'am. These are mood-shifting, spirit-lifting, botanically-enhanced brews made by actual plant nerds, bar wizards, and maybe a forest witch or two. Whether you're conjuring courage for a social gathering, chilling out with your spirit guides, or just vibing solo while listening to a paranormal podcast, like, I don't know, this one, there's a blend for you. You can get 15% off your first order with our link. Just head to 3spiritdrinks.com and use code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES at checkout. So raise your glass or your cauldron and drink to your health, your spirits, and maybe even the activity continues. I gotta say the effects are pretty good in this show.
I'm glad we're watching this at 5 on a Sunday night when it's light out.
Yeah.
I'm
meeting with the director of the Howard Dickinson
House. She knew Maida personally. Whoa!
So if there's more to the story...
That's big.
She's the one that can tell
That's a good
us.
Get.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Maida Jaggers was the County Historical Commission chairman. There are reports that she wrote. She was a very accurate lady. Well respected, so she says
she was an accurate lady. Do you know
where these to me, that means honest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
a very
what
interesting right way of right? saying that.
Who did Maida think that she saw here?
She thought she saw Miss Howard.
Ooh, that gave me goosebumps right now.
That visual,
yes,
the lady on the stairs,
shushing.
That Hans got yeah. in 1968.
Oh yes, the story that the house was haunted. Originated earlier than people think. A lady who wrote a booklet for school children wrote in her booklet that the Howard Dickinson house was thought to be haunted in 1905.
Hmm. So these hauntings predated Martha's death.
Whoa.
Oh.
Could that possibly be Pat Howard, Martha's son that was shot here?
Pat did not die in this house.
Well, there sorry, goes the blood stain.
I'm sorry, Pat did not die in this house?
No.
This isn't blood.
Wouldn't the historian have told them that?
He didn't seem like he wanted to talk about anything not being real.
Yeah, he seemed like he was all aboard the paranormal train.
That's right.
Which, like, choo-choo, but let's be accurate.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow. He didn't die in the house. So for 140 years... they've perpetuated this myth.
Mm-hmm.
That's this urban legend.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, and I'm still hung up on the murder-suicide because they talked about it being a murder-suicide, but whenever they tell this story about the one brother shooting the other
George
brother by
Pat.
Accident,
yeah,
whether it was or not, they never say anything about him shooting himself.
No. And if they were talking about that, that would be the next sentence out of their mouth.
Yeah.
George shot Pat and then turned the gun on himself.
Right.
Wow. That is, my mind is blown right now. It's not blood.
That's Dave saying it's not blood.
Yeah.
As we know, had three children.
As we know.
1896. He died of pneumonia more than 100 miles.
He didn't even die from a gunshot.
He didn't even die from a gunshot wound?
So, Joan, you're telling me that for decades, maybe even a century or more, there have been so many paranormal reports where they believe it's Pat that they're dealing with. And now it seems all of that is so...
That whole story sounds like bullshit.
Adds a whole malarkey.
Malarkey. Tomfoolery.
Even. Seems I think, yeah. I think we could go even as far as saying it's hogwash.
Hogwash. Maybe a little shenanigans.
For decades, maybe even wow. A they believe it's Pat.
I'm glad he found her.
I did not expect that twist.
So wrong, which adds a whole new element to this mystery.
Seems that it does.
Oh my God, I love her.
She's great.
It's right all along.
Seems that it does. I love her.
All over this house. But this isn't blood.
So what is it?
But if Pat Howard didn't die here, then who was Cindy sensing during the baseline, terrorizing people in the basement? And why is Martha Howard still...
Could be any of those, like, drug people that came in and did drugs in the house could have died then.
What about Martha's husband? We haven't heard about him yet.
Yeah.
How did he die?
We'll set aside the tall tales and stories.
And lies at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Some truths buried inside this house.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting scared already.
In this house, there is an unfortunate human being who is unsettling his or her mind. We've come to seek you out, visit you, pay our respects to you.
Oh, he's so respectful.
Please speak to us.
Don't you do it. Oh, no.
She shushed us. Okay, so here's the investigation.
11:55 p.m.
Ooh, I love that. That armoire, whatever is.
Looks like a...
coat rack.
Coat rack, yeah. Who's that? We got a new person. Or is that Cindy?
No, that's Cindy.
She just looks so young in this.
With this light?
Yes.
When they do the night light or whatever, everybody looks different. I remember that from... Yeah. Ghost Hunters too.
She looks so different.
When Amy Bruni is on camera, her hair looks blonde. And I think it's because it's dyed red.
Oh.
And so it's not, you know what I mean? So
Yeah.
It always threw me and I was like, wait a minute, I thought she had a red hair.
I'm gonna start my recorder right now.
I've got the SLS, so I'll keep an eye on the room while you guys are running EVP sessions.
An SLS is a structured light sensor.
Oh, thank God. I didn't know what that was. And I was like, should I have known this?
I thought I should know too.
Ooh. What was that?
There's a knock.
That came from downstairs.
Oh, my God. Oh,
downstairs. Well, I mean, okay, it could be a furnace knocking. I've lived in houses where the furnace knocks.
With all the activity we're hearing, the knocks, the bangs, the voices, this is a time I think we need to split up and cover more of this house.
No, that's the time you stick together, Dave.
I love they always make Shane sit in like the scariest part.
Maybe he wants to.
I don't think so. He always gets really scared. And he's like, don't leave me down here. I've only seen like 3 episodes of this show, but
are they still making new episodes? Of course not, because it's a great show.
Yeah.
Why would we want to keep it going?
All right.
You take care of the upstairs. I will maintain this.
Cindy is so brave.
I'll take the SLS camera as well. Whatever's here, we'll find it.
Poor Shane.
Something is creaking in the room with Shane. He's not liking it.
Is that a hammock in the basement?
Yeah, it looks like it. So
somebody is in this room.
For those of you who are only listening, Shane is in the basement.
Yeah.
Cindy's in
Martha's
bedroom. And Dave is in the dining room.
And Shane's in a basement with like a brick floor and a hammock.
Yeah, there's a hammock right next to him. Oh, thump.
Oh, a thump.
I can hear footsteps in this room.
That would be upstairs, so that might be where Cindy is.
That might be, yeah.
SLS camera to see if I can pick up anything.
And Cindy is also doing automatic writing. Yeah. While she's channeling or trying to talk to Martha.
There's also a man right over there.
Okay, we got a man.
My mind isn't right.
Uh-oh, Shane.
It's not right now.
I wonder if someone's trying to get in there.
Maybe.
Not feeling normal.
Yeah, someone might be trying to jump him.
Did you see an orb?
Yep.
I don't know if it's an orb, sometimes dust.
To the back rooms and see what's back there, because I know that there's a big piece of this puzzle missing.
So what does the SLS camera do?
I think it might be like a night camera.
Oh, okay.
Here, let's pause.
I just heard Martha.
SLS is structured light sensor camera. It's used to map environments and detect unseen, quote unquote, humanoid figures by projecting a grid of infrared dots and measuring distortions. You've probably seen these before where it looks like a funny like a skeleton.
Yeah.
Yep, it says it looks like a stick figure on screen. Okay.
Oh, he heard Martha.
I just heard Martha.
Okay, so if you're not watching, Shane was sitting in a chair and just freaked the fuck out and jumped out and dropped his notebook
and his headphones.
So I bet something touched him.
And I saw another.
Somebody pinched me in the back.
Oh. Shane should really sit with his back up against the wall.
Yeah, Shane. Come on,
this is not
dude.
The first time this has happened to him.
Some scrying in the mirror.
Oh, God. I'm so scared to try scrying.
I don't want to.
I'm afraid I don't know what I would see in there.
What secret are you protecting in this home? Something just happened out in the hall. I just heard a voice. This is Howard, are you
this
here?
This is the SLS, I think.
Yeah.
The footage we're seeing.
Poor Shane.
I still feel really off around here.
He must be a little bit of a psychic.
I was going to say he's probably sensitive and just doesn't know how to.
Yeah. So put the chair to the wall, dude.
Because I normally don't feel like this. I'm hearing Dave upstairs and one of my good friends and.
He's mad at him.
I just want to punch him.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
He's being influenced.
Yeah.
Please come back. If it is you, Mrs. Howard. Then I encourage you to please come sit with me.
In the chair. He wants you to sit in the chair.
I don't want to walk around anyone right now because I'm that mad.
Wow.
For no reason. I don't know what the f*** is going on.
That's scary.
Yeah, that is.
He looks creepy.
That was fucking terrifying. For those not watching,
You can pause.
This is terrifying. Yeah. For those not watching, Shane has been in the basement kind of pacing, saying he doesn't want to be around anyone because he's really pissed off. And then he just slowly walked towards the camera, staring at it.
Very creepy.
Very creepy. And then it flashed to the room and he's gone. I'm glad we're watching this at 6 p.m., 5:30. This is terrifying.
This is
so scary. He just slow, like it was deliberate.
That was like some Blair Witch shit.
Yes.
There.
It was very slow and deliberate.
Yeah.
He walked towards the camera, which is
it's higher
like a
up.
Bird's eye view of the room.
Yeah.
And he just slowly walked towards it, eye contact the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have goosebumps.
Let's go back and then maybe we can.
Let's watch that again.
Yeah. That was terrifying. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
All right, we're gonna
God,
go.
I can't even look at it.
Okay, we're starting over again with Shane. No, he's kind of pacing around downstairs.
Oh my God, this is so scary. His face is dead.
Yeah.
It is dead. There's nothing on his face. Like his eyes are emotionless. His whole face is emotionless. And then it shows him leaving the room.
Wait a minute.
That was so scary.
Oh my God, he's coming in to see Dave. And he's mad at Dave.
He just said he can't be around Dave because he wants to punch him.
Mm-hmm.
He said stop showing it.
Please just give us some answers.
It's so creepy the way Dave is just sitting there in the chair trying to talk to the chair, the other chair.
And then Shane's leaving.
Yeah, Shane leaves the room. And now the music go dun, dun, and there's Shane in the doorway.
Dave?
Oh, Cindy's hollering for Dave. Oh, wait. Now Shane's not there.
I keep seeing Dave, like, getting punched in the stomach.
Uh-oh.
Well, what the hell happened? Because Shane was gone, and now he was there, and now he's gone.
He was in the door.
I was just getting some crazy activity. We were hearing footsteps. I even heard a couple of voices.
Uh-oh, here it comes. Here comes Shane.
Shane, how was it down in the basement?
I'm feeling unlike I've ever felt before.
It was that bad down there?
I'm pissed off for no reason. I was hearing your voice earlier, wanted to punch you. No, I'm not in the right mind frame.
You gotta get out of there.
What's happening, Shane, is that you were so close to the energy that you're taking on the persona of whatever was near you.
Oh, that's terrible. Like, yeah, I don't like it either.
Do you feel well enough for us to go down now?
No.
No.
I'm willing to try it.
That was so scary.
I don't think he should go down there. I think he should wait outside.
I think yeah.
All right, come in here.
He needs to not be in this room. He needs to not be in this house.
You know, good for him for taking one for the team, but that's scary. Because what if he did go into a rage?
He looks so uncomfortable.
Whatever the feeling is, I got to get out of here.
Good job, right, Shane.
No.
Are you all right? No.
It's pissing me off. I mean, everything is.
Wow. I hope he goes outside.
Yeah, he's going outside.
Good.
Not that that's going to help if they're, you know.
Maybe it's time we pull out and give him a chance to
recoup
and get back into a better head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe go to like Denny's.
Let's go get a Grand Slam.
Or it's the South, so Waffle House maybe.
It's very important to us, but he'd want us to protect ourselves.
So Alexander doesn't go with them on investigations. She just like gives them the files.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she meets up with them afterwards, if I remember right.
Oh, maybe even crossed it. Hopefully he comes back.
That's a cute town.
That is very cute, yeah.
Answers to what's actually happening here. You were pacing like a caged tiger, man. It was unnerving.
Yeah, it was.
I've never experienced.
Did you see him look at the camera, Dave? Yeah.
Dave, where do you see that footage?
Because that was scary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the is going on.
But the basement wasn't the only paranormal hotspot last night.
This first piece of evidence.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes and see if I hear what they're saying.
Okay. They didn't show it. They didn't tell us what we're supposed to hear. Oh, we're seeing something.
Oh, we're seeing something.
Yeah, ectoplasmic white mist.
Location that the woman in
Seen.
Well, that's not it. About 30 seconds after that, you walk into the foyer. We capture something on your recorder at that exact moment.
Here we go. Now you can close your eyes.
Mrs. Howard, are you here?
I heard something.
I just got shushed. She was standing on the stairs with me. When we were walking up, she was standing on the stairs.
Oh, fucking shush, Dave. Wow.
That's funny.
They're really trying to keep this secret.
Well, that's interesting because this next piece of evidence is when I was in the basement. I want you to check this out.
He's going
to
talk about the orbs, I bet.
Feel really off around here. It's worrying me a little bit. Because I normally don't feel like this.
What was that?
Can you play that one more time?
Something over, like, was talking.
Because I normally don't feel like this.
Don't tell them. That's crystal clear.
Was it?
No, it wasn't for me.
Don't tell them what?
It's clear that the spirit of Martha Howard is in the house. But what's the dark energy that overtook Shane in the basement?
It's maybe one of the brothers.
It's not the spirit of Pat Howard.
Maybe George?
What is it?
Well, it couldn't be one of the brothers because Pat didn't even die there.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be, but
sometimes you have to.
You don't have to die in that
location
to haunt
true.
It. But
that she wrote about the histories here.
Oh, so now he's going to go. She was a very accurate lady.
She was an accurate lady.
With Maida Jaggers.
They're right over there behind you in the bookcase.
What did she say was back there?
The historical stories that Maida wrote.
Oh, Maida's stories.
Yeah, Maida's stories.
That would have been the first thing I do is read all those. Of course, it's going to take a while.
Ledgers, receipts, newspaper clippings of marriages, baptisms, obituaries. In all this research, Perhaps Maida uncovered a secret that would shed some light on the mystery.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe she discovered something.
Mm-hmm. He's going through a little book.
Or given her fascination with Martha Howard.
Wow.
What did you find, Dave?
When did Martha die? Did they say when Martha died?
Maybe they did. I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're bringing back Melinda.
This house for decades should be the one to hear the truth about why Martha Howard's spirit is still here.
Melinda, you've avoided this place for 50 years. Ready to do this?
Yes.
Oh. She's so brave.
Mm-hmm. He's obviously got something to tell her that's going to put her at ease, though.
Yeah.
It's a good thing she's doing
this. Oh, look, she looked right up at the stairway where she saw her. Mm-hmm. Bless her heart.
I would, too. I'd be like, that bitch better not be here telling me to shush.
How does it feel to be back here tonight?
Very strange.
This was a tough case for us. But I believe that we uncovered some really interesting facts I think might help you in your journey.
I hope so.
We thought Cindy was seeing Pat Howard's death because that's what the story's always been. But we found out that's not true.
Pat did not die in this house.
So I came back and did a little digging through.
Digging through the archives.
Digging through.
So meticulously put together by Maida Jaggers. While George didn't kill his brother Pat in the house, that's fiction. They had another brother, Joseph.
Oh, no. Suicide?
And believe it or not,
yep.
He did die here.
Suicide.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
He found his obituary buried in these folders. And he shot himself in the basement of this home.
Oh.
That's who Shane was channeling.
Yep.
And they wanted to keep it a secret.
During our investigation, the evidence we're about to show you now makes a lot more sense. We captured a piece of video out there. Right behind you.
Okay, so this is the foyer. The ectoplasm that they showed. It's not on the stairs, though. It's going toward the back of the house.
Billowing nightgown. And just like before, I could see through it. Just leaves you speechless.
Moments later, I walk to the base of the stairs. Now listen to this.
Mrs. Howard, are you here?
See, I don't hear that.
I hear the shh.
I don't hear it.
It sounds more like a hiss.
Like she shh.
Where did you see the spirit in this house?
She was on the stairs. She put her finger to her lips and said shh.
You saw the spirit of Mrs. Howard.
And then I heard something audibly.
Okay. Well, that's how you hear things.
What secret are you protecting in this home?
I'm going to play that sound.
I didn't hear anything.
You.
I was waiting for it. No, I don't hear it. Sorrow.
What did you hear it say?
She said sorrow.
Right.
Maybe now, it's different when you're in the room with
maybe.
It.
Maybe. Oh.
Too unreal.
Hans always wondered who haunted this house. And we believe that that spirit was, in fact, their son, Joe. Who lost his life here, and that his mother did in fact return to this house after her passing to always be here for her son.
During those times when somebody committed suicide, it brought shame upon
the
family.
So they wanted to keep
it
a secret.
They wanted to pretend it didn't happen or cover it up.
That's answered a lot of questions. I've often wondered, you know, why has she not moved on?
I mean, you clearly saw Martha Howard. We know it's frightening, but you don't have to be afraid anymore.
That's true.
She's nothing more than a mom who's here with her son, watching over their house.
That's so sweet and just so sad.
I wonder if they can help move both of them on.
Hopefully now you can regain that piece of yourself and let go of the fear.
Yes.
And realize that when you come to visit this beautiful home, it's just filled with love still in the afterlife.
Yeah.
Well, and that creepazoid in the basement.
And that creepazoid in the basement, but we won't talk about him.
Now, with our work continuing this case, the town still has their ghost stories they love to fear. But when they tell the Howard family's true story, the spirits can finally begin to rest easy, letting go of the lives of sorrow.
Nice. That was good.
Yeah.
That was very scary, though. It was very Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Which scared me for years.
Yeah.
Years.
I know we've talked about this before, but like I remember when it was everybody was talking about it and the whole marketing thing about it's real and all that. Yeah. And I totally believed it.
I did too.
Until shortly before the movie came out.
Yeah.
So by the time I saw it in the theater, which I did the first night it opened.
God, you're so brave.
I love that shit.
I hate it.
And so I knew it wasn't real, but I was still like, I was nauseous most of the time.
Because it was so scary.
It was so scary. Yeah. And it was all this herkety jerky camera. So you felt like dizzy. Like I had to stare into the corner of the screen for a while to like
regulate
my head because it was weird.
I didn't sleep for about a week after that. I was terrified. I was so, so scared.
Really?
And then when I would be finally like on the tail end of it, I just think of the end where they're staring in the corner and then I just spin all over again and like just get scared.
That guy in the with his face to the corner. That like, in the basement.
Like now I'm getting chills. I can't. Yeah. It's so scary. That and I know scary. It's fake, but it's just so scary.
It was.
And finding the tongue and finding the sticks wrapped in the flannel. Guys, I can't. I got to go watch a Disney movie. I got to go watch like My Little Ponies or something.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, well, that was
so good.
That's a good show.
It is. I'm glad I watched it, one with you and two in the daytime because that was spooky.
That was
very spooky.
The production quality is significantly higher.
I wouldn't say it's higher. I would say it's done differently. It's not done. They still do like the cliffhanger stuff, but it's much more, in my opinion, I feel like it's not so much the scary music and the cliffhangers and the duh, duh, duh. It's just scary.
I thought it was more so because like when Dave is sitting in the dining room and Shane comes lurking into the doorway next to him and you hear the dun dun.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you see Shane and then they cut away. And you're like, what?
And they never address that either. They never go back and address him lurking in that doorway.
Yeah. And where did he go? Why didn't he go in? They should talk to him. And they probably did.
They probably did and cut it, but that was scary.
Yeah.
He walked from the door slowly, deliberately, maintaining full eye contact with the camera the entire time he was walking up to the camera.
Yeah.
Shit my pants.
Yeah. I was wondering when we were going to have a mega-shaped hole in the wall.
It was close. I mean,
pretty close.
If these walls were not as sturdy, it would, and if it didn't lead to a closet, there would have been one there because that was so scary.
Yeah.
You're right. It was super Blair Witch.
Yeah. That's cool.
That was a good show, though. Yeah. I recommend that.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Just watch it in the daytime.
Yeah.
With My Little Ponies on and the, you know, like have one screen.
Double
with
screen,
that,
yeah.
My Little Ponies so you can go back and forth.
Yeah.
The old original My Little Ponies from the 1980s, not the new ones.
Okay. I haven't seen any of them, so.
I loved My Little Ponies when I was little. Oh, my God. I was such a My Little Ponies gal.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hope you guys liked that.
Yeah.
And if you want us to do another Holzer Files, let us know. If you have another show you would like us to do, let us know what you would like us to watch again.
We're kind of, you know, here for you guys. So you tell us what you want us to cover and we'll do it.
Yeah. We're going to be doing some different things. So probably watch other shows. Yeah. Probably get some interviews. We have some people we really want to talk to. Dave Schrader being one of them.
Yes.
And Cindy Kaza and Shane. They would all be really fun to talk to.
I mean, honestly, any and all of the above.
Yeah. So, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
And come around next time. I don't know if there's anything. I mean, Dave did an awful lot of research there. I don't think we need to do a research in rabbit holes. I think they solved the issue.
Yeah.
So I don't think we need to do that. So whatever we do next time, maybe we'll just watch another show unless we have an interview.
That'd be great.
So we have a couple interview.
Look, Amy just drives. She's driving the bus. I'm just a passenger in the back, you know.
Well, we have somebody that we can talk about once it's finalized, but that Megan met that she's going to see if this person would like to come on our show. And if so, then maybe we'll do that next time.
Yeah.
So
I'll have to send them a message, see if they're around.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
Nailed it.
The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media, and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network.